Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Colaway. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. York scores. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani juggles the ball. That's an error on Lottigiani. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. York scores. Radcliffe moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe scores. McNair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoag moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hoag moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field. Hoag picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoag. Kramer moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to third. York moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. York scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Buck Ross now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 7-0, Tigers. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. York moves to third. It's 8-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. York scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 9-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. McCoskey scores. York moves to second. It's 11-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Higgins reaches second base with a double. York scores. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 13-0, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Higgins moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 14-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Hoag moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Appling moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.